You have just listened to a still warm track of what might or might not be titled the Latin American Duos CD by my next two guests, pianist Oscar Macchione and violinist Mark Schuppner, both with UTEP faculty. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, you walked in the studio and handed me the CD and said it's still warm, so I thought I thought I'd use that. It was terribly clever.
Right, yeah. we recorded in the middle of August. We did a recording, and we are finishing editing now, so it's fresh from the oven.
Oh, exciting. Yes. Have you played together extensively, or did you come together for this recording project?
We have been good friends for a number of years and decided about a year and a half ago to put together a program of Latin American music for violin and piano, and we began performing recitals. We're fortunate enough to take it to New York City to the Argentinian consulate.
Oh, lovely. When was that?
That was in January, this past
January.
Oh,
congratulations. Lovely.
Thank you. We played the recital here in El Paso as well, and with all the time together, we thought it'd be a lot of fun to record it on a CD.
It is a shame to let it dissipate, isn't it, when you get that kind of chemistry going.
Yes.
But tell me what let me rephrase that question. Did anything happen when you got in front of microphones versus in front of an audience? Did you feel anything different?
A lot of things different.
Oh, I kind of figured that might be a nerve ending there.
Yes, because it's a completely different mindset to perform live
in
public and to record, because you know that there is a microphone there that is going to catch everything, every breathing, every noise you make with a bench, anything.
Yes.
So you are like in a 300% focusing, so it's very, very intense, let's put it that way.
Yes.
At least for me, that's my experience. So I don't get focused, I get over-focused when I do this thing. So you start to hear all the little things that you don't like that perhaps nobody will hear there. But
isn't that bizarre, the difference? What did you perceive, Mark? Well,
the same thing. I feel like we have so much fun performing together, and usually when we're on the stage together, we have smiles and glances. But when it was time to record, it was business time, and time was standing still in a sense. And but
perspiring through your shirts. Oh Lord!
But we made it.
Oh,
we made
but it is such it. A different thing, and without the chemistry of the audience thrown in, it's just this brutal equipment that is so unforgiving. But congratulations for facing the beast and doing
thank
it anyway.
You,
now,
you.
I know that you, Oscar, have recorded before. Your Mostly Tangos CD was the first time I met you here in studio. Mm-hmm. And, before I forget the obvious, these wonderful gentlemen will be performing through Music Forum El Paso tomorrow at the El Paso Museum of Art in the Energy Auditorium at 2:30 p.m. So this is your opportunity to hear more of what we just sampled beginning this interview. So I know that you have your Mostly Tango CD. Had you recorded extensively, Mark?
I had not done a full-length CD before, so this was my first time, and I enjoyed it, and I want to do it again after
learning
so much.
Now, this indicates that there's some desire to suffer in your background. Yes, indeed. Tell me about the selections that you pulled together for the album.
Well, me being from Argentina, I always try to push the Latin American repertoire, although I'm back playing, actually, at the end in December. I will be playing a solo recital with Schumann and Debussy and all that, but I always have...
Just to prove you can do it.
Right, but I always try to push this Latin American repertoire because it's wonderful, it's not very much played, and I think it's wonderful music. So the whole idea of putting a whole Latin American program is, you know, I think it's because of me. And Mark, you know, he graciously agreed with my request of putting this program. And I must say that playing with Mark is just an absolute pleasure.
Well, Mark,
it's amazing.
Did you have any cultural influence? Where are your people from?
Well, I'm very Midwestern, raised in Kansas and lived in Wisconsin and Michigan. But I was really grateful that Oscar asked me to join him on this because I, too, love playing with him. And the music that he selected, that we ended up selecting, really mm-hmm. challenged me with the genre, playing mm-hmm. in styles that perhaps I would have missed out on. Music of Piazzolla,
oh, yes.
tangos. And
did you have any trouble with the, I mean, I can't imagine at your level of playing that it would be a problem necessarily. Maybe just a little internal rewiring to make it work?
Absolutely. And yeah. I consulted my friend Oscar here on stylistic.
Did he take you
things.
Out dancing tango? Yeah, that has to get into your yeah. musculature, you know.
That might uninspire people to see me dancing. Yeah. But I definitely consulted Oscar on some stylistic things. And mm-hmm. He plays it so naturally that I just tried to absorb as much as I could.
Oh,
and
lovely.
It's been a wonderful project. And I don't think it's ending anytime soon.
No, but I must say...
You're looking apprehensively at him. It doesn't look like...
I must say that Mark had his own input in all this music. So he found his own way to do it and beautifully done.
Thanks. So. We'll get a chance to see you live tomorrow at 2:30 again at the Museum of Art. What can we expect in this program?
Well, we have a sonata by Floro Ugarte. Argentinian composer,
mm-hmm.
and then we have
two songs by Manuel Ponce from Mexico,
yes. Okay,
and then we have Guastavino from Argentina, and of course Piazzolla, three pieces by Piazzolla.
And how soon will your new CD be ready?
Probably by the end of the year. That's what we are expecting.
My guests today, pianist Oscar Macchione and violinist Mark Schöpner, talking about their upcoming Latin American duo CD and, of course, their performance for Music Forum El Paso, which is now in its 25th season, and that will be tomorrow at the Energy Auditorium of the El Paso Museum of Art downtown, 2:30 p.m., and the performance is free. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in, and congratulations on your CD work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us.